Be financially smart. It's not how much money you make, it's what you do with it. Brought to you FNB. How can we help? Hashtag be financially smart.
It's now 24 minutes to 3 o'clock. You've come to expect her on Mondays just after 2:30. She talks to us about transacting smarter, managing our money better. That's what FNB Be Financially Smarter is all about. So are you one of the lucky South Africans looking forward to a year-end bonus? Ugh. And how long will it last is the question. How much will you get out of your 13th check? Eunice Sibiya is here with us in studio. And we're going to look at smart techniques that you can use to get the most out of your annual bonus. Good afternoon, Eunice. Welcome back.
Afternoon, Azania. Afternoon to the listeners at home. Thank you.
Well,
it's a pleasure.
Yeah, it is great to be with you today. Not many of us, or not all of us, rather, get these 13th checks, these yep. bonuses, but those that do are certainly in a very fortunate position.
Yes, I would like to hope so. from historic occurrences, I would like to hope so.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year is very exciting for most of us. You know, the year-end bonus for those that are going to receive it. And not just the year-end bonus. Whenever we refer to the bonus, it could be, you know, stock for money, you know, your share. It could be money that you've been saving yourself. Whatever lump sum that you're going to be receiving, you know, this time of year, or releasing, you know, this time of year. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So it's going to come at the right time. But it has a huge amount of temptation that it's accompanied by.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ahead of this time, like from October, November, people have been mentally, you know, spending the bonus before they even know how much it's going to be. Some of them.
We've spent it before it even got into our accounts.
So
in our minds.
Yes, you know, like splashing it in your dreams and seeing all these things that you're going to be spending your money on.
Shoes.
The gadgets, the holiday, the bragging, the whatever, you know, and that's the scary part. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming and, you know, putting a smile on your face.
Mm.
But I think once you stop the dreaming, let's be real.
Yes.
Let's be real.
Yes.
So some people then spend recklessly, you know, their annual bonus and often on non-essential items just because we're in that mood. And that's what always worries me, because the aftermath of that, my goodness, is so dire.
Yeah.
It is so dire. So what also is worrisome, Azania, is a large portion of it goes towards entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we need to correct, because
mm-hmm.
we have other pressing matters financially that need to be taken care of. Entertainment, yes, in moderation. We're not saying we shouldn't entertain ourselves, but let's not, you know, be swallowed by the festive frenzy and forget that we have commitments and responsibilities and all sorts of things.
Oh, Eunice, adulting is so hard. Adulting is so hard because we work hard for our annual bonus. Surely we should be able to spend it on anything we like.
Right. I do agree. Anything we like.
Yeah.
Not everything and anything. Can we just prioritize? Look, we need to plan for our bonus, right? We really need to plan. And we're going to talk about later how you know, how we do that. But we need to use it potentially, you know, to change our lifestyle and improve our wealth. That's what we need to do. So spending it blindly and like aimlessly is actually criminal, if
right.
I may put it that way.
Right.
So to spend it the way we want, not just in jail. You know, let's have a plan. You worked hard for your money. However, you need to make sure that it works for you too.
Yes.
Let it work for you in return, right? And what is it that you've put in place for this to happen? It's not going to be automatic.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have set things in line for the money, your money, to work for you. So get the most out of it by using it, you know, to better yourself and also your financial situation.
Yeah.
Take all your financial responsibilities into consideration and use your bonus to alleviate the financial pressures that keep you awake at night. Remember, during the year, we were not sleeping, dodging calls, paying Peter, but in robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're playing all these games throughout the year.
Yes.
This is the time to rectify all of that so that we are able to start on a clean slate next year. On a better slate.
Okay.
And we don't repeat the same mistakes. Don't make hasty decisions. You know, we're going to be talking about how to dissect this bonus. So, you know, you can have a pie chart to split it up, or you can have a specific bonus, budget for the bonus. But, you know, set money aside for a useful purpose that will improve your long-term financial success.
Fantastic. So, What are you going to be spending your bonus on this year? We'll take your calls, 011-883-0702. So it can be some lump sum that you're releasing, or it can be that 13th check or that additional money from whatever the source may be that you may be receiving during the festive season. And we know how crazy it gets in the festive season. So we want to hear from you. What are you spending your bonus on? What are you dreaming about spending that bonus on? Because we've almost, like as Osuna said, we've spent it in our minds already. We've put out a poll as well on 702 on Twitter, the 702 handle on Twitter, and the question is, are you getting a bonus and how do you plan on spending it? The results are very interesting. Yes, I'll share them with you after the break, but also we want to hear from you about how you're approaching the bonus that you will be receiving, this 13th check, if you are getting one. What are your plans around it?
Be financially smart. It's not how much money you make, it's what you do with it. Brought to you by FNB. How can we help you? Hashtag be financially smart.
And we're back with Eunice Sibiya from FNB, and we're talking about that 13th check, the bonus that you are getting ahead of this December break. What do you plan to do with it? Millicent in Diepkloof, good afternoon.
Hi, Anani. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I feel like it means there's quite a file coming.
I'm good, thanks.
Welcome.
Look, Anani. Personally, I don't have much faith, and I'm not getting any bonus. But what I have planned for this year, for the things that I couldn't do, I want to buy myself a pair of 1,000 something shoes. So I've decided, hell no, I'm not gonna buy them. I've got far more important things to take care of, like school fees. I have to registration. And I've also bought already the school uniform and school bag and everything she's gonna need for the next year.
So that's what that money is going towards.
Exactly. And what I'm going to be getting from now is going to be for February. What I have now, I'm already using it for January.
That's quite smart.
Yes.
No, Millicent, that's smart, because you're avoiding the trap that comes with January. That line is deteriorating. But thank you very much, Millicent, for going those shoes. 1,000+ is what they're costing. Instead, choosing to focus on the stationery and the school requirements for 2018. Hilda in Lotus Gardens. Hi, Hilda.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Are you in the getting a bonus boat or the no bonus boat?
No bonus, my dear. I lost my job in July this year.
How about you?
Yeah, and the little bit of retirement that I got, I spent a little bit of it on fixing my house.
Okay.
But I had already joined a stock fell where I was saving 5,000 rand a month.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's coming out in Jan. And since I don't have a retirement, my sister, a retirement fund left. My sister advised me to put my money into property equity.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, those tax-free investments. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
With the 50,000 rand that's coming. But the maximum is 33, so I will have about 17,000 left.
Yeah.
I'll see. Maybe I'll go on a cruise.
On a cruise. The spoiling part, the pie chart that Eunice was talking about. A little bit for yourself. Right. Yeah. Hilda, all of the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that's Hilda in Lotus Garden. Some interesting calls. And we forgot the stock fells.
Yes. No, yeah. I mentioned earlier that there's money is coming out in November, December. Mm-hmm. So that's what we, you know, when we're talking about lump sums, we're also including those.
Yes.
Because they also go a long way.
Yeah.
Hilda is saying, Hore, you know, there are those that pay quite hefty contributions every month. And when you get your portion in November, it's quite a lump sum, you know, a hefty lump sum. What are you going to do with it?
She's getting 50,000 rand.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's beautiful. But I worry about Hilda, and I'm sorry to comment later, that maybe it's better that she sits with a financial advisor, given her predicament, so that, you know, she's also advised whether the retirement fund is the property thing that she was talking about is the best option for her. They need to look into, you know, that needs an analysis that we always talk about, her age, her debt pocket right now, other savings or investments that she has, so that they see whether that is the most lucrative and beneficial vehicle for her, given her situation.
Right.
I'm not saying it's wrong, but we just need to have it analyzed.
Yeah, so before she takes the lead, to sit with someone to also explore the other options to suit her situation.
Yeah. Yes.
So let's also now go on to the smart things that we should be doing with our bonus this year. Anonymous in Pretoria says, I'm spending my bonus on paying money into my pension annuity and paying off my car. Anonymous?
High 10. High 10. Exactly. Not high 5. High 10. Mm. Same goes for Millicent. High 10. Yeah. Those are the mentalities and plans that we need to have put in place. So in terms of the smart things that we want to encourage our listeners out there to do, one, we need to acknowledge the fact that most of us are over indebted, the most of us, and we're facing tough economic times. Mm-hmm. The financial sphere is not looking very good. So what are we going to be doing? You know, that's why I said entertainment should be the last item on the list, because we have far more essential and important stuff that requires to be taken into consideration. This is the ideal opportunity to get our financial house in order. So we need to budget for our bonus, like I was saying earlier on. Mm-hmm. I have a list of stuff that I want to mention, just for the listeners to take down and see what is applicable to you and what you can use. Number one, catch up on your missed payments. I know during the year we skip some payments here and there, or you short paid, or whatever the situation is. If that is the situation you are in, make sure that with your bonus, you rather sacrifice a smaller amount to go sort that out and be up to date.
So you have your credit on missed payments.
You have your credit history to worry about. You have all of these things. Catch up so that you know that you are clean in that space. Mm-hmm. Take a portion of your bonus and catch up with that. Mm-hmm. Number two, pay extra on your bond. For those that have bonds, pay extra. It is for your own benefit. You're not enriching the bank with that money. It might be a bit painful for you to part with it, but it is for the better, because you're reducing not only the capital debt, you're killing the interest charge, you're also reducing the term of remaining of your bond.
Right.
So we'll take a closer look at that, of how much, you know, you save up by paying extra in future episode. We have an episode where we're going to unpack and actually give examples on figures so that people out there understand the percentages and actually how much you're saving for yourself. Mm-hmm. So that also for those that have bonds, consider that.
Yeah, so it's not actually abstract. So we'll see.
Yes. We need to make practical. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's also one of the best advices. Whenever you have a lump sum, remember to katazela. Always say katazela. You know, hoy a little bit there so that, you know, you release yourself from that.
Yeah.
Number three, significantly reduce your debt. Mm-hmm. Close all these accounts. We have vehicle finances. We have personal loans, credit cards. Some have those in multiples. The overdraft. All the other small debts that you have at work, neighbors, wherever. Use the bonus to clean off that slate so that you are relieved. Do not go and restart again.
More debt.
Be smart. Mm-hmm. Let's be smart in 2018.
Yes.
So be careful not to tap into those credit facilities again once you've paid them off, because then that's going to make the whole exercise very futile. Mm-hmm. But let's be smart. Let's reduce debt. So the bonus, the lump sum, gives you an opportunity to do that, because during the year, you're also, you know, tied up, you know, with all this debt. So as soon as you have a cash injection, the first thing is to kill some debt.
Clear the slate.
Number four. Bolster your emergency savings.
Mm.
Because we are so indebted, the majority of us, we have no savings in our name, or it's very little.
Mm-hmm.
So the bonus provides you that opportunity to either top up if you've started already, or in a lump sum, just so that you make bigger the amount. You increase the amount of your saving and investing.
Right.
Investment. But if you don't have, or you haven't started already, this is the opportunity. In that pie chart, in that budget for the bonus specifically, there's a word I'm looking for. Allocate some funds to start up a saving account and investment. Remember, you can have multiple.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. And they need to match your goals. So this goes back to your goals that you don't want. Say you're going to need to put on a deposit on a car in March, and you take the money and put it in a 6-month fixed deposit. That's not what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So put the money away, aligning or aligned to your goals so that it's released at the right time.
So you can never have enough savings.
Never
have enough savings. No. Just because, as you said, you have the tax-free savings account or some or other doesn't mean that you've done enough.
You can always diversify.
Right.
Diversify and here and then everywhere. But you need to do that with some advice, professional advice, so that you make sure that the vehicles that you choose, the type of accounts that you choose are right, are proper, but they match your goals. That is very critical.
Perfect.
Number five, there's an option of consideration here. Some insurance products and insurance providers allow lump sum payments. So at the beginning of the year, you can pay off for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you take from your bonus, pay for the year, whatever the premium that it is. Is it for your car? Is it for life cover or whatever?
Yes.
Pay the lump sum. You know that you're done for the year. So the amount of money that then you were going to pay in premiums for the rest of the year, use it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Kill debt or start investing. So if your policies, your insurance provider allows that, consider it.
Mm-hmm.
So at least you know that your bonus has gone to service you ahead. And then the monthly debit orders, you then use that elsewhere, but use them wisely.
Yes. And the incentive often is that that's less than what you would have been paying every month.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Possibly. Ask. Often. Maybe that could be also an opportunity for you to save some money.
Great.
Talking about saving some money, that also goes for school fees.
Mm.
If you pay the full amount at the beginning of the year, you usually get a rebate
yes.
of some sort, 5%, 10%. Do that if it's you know, it's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that for the rest of the year, you don't worry about school fees. It's all done. That amount can then go work, you know, elsewhere for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the last point that I have is increase your retirement saving. And this reminds me of Hilda's call. Remember that with inflation and most of future like investments, we are fighting against inflation. So whenever you have an opportunity to katazela, do that. So at least you are ahead of inflation.
Right.
Often the credit interest rate battles to be par or to be in line with inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you put in a lump sum, you actually are doing yourself a favor that you're running ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful consideration. It's almost a must. Whenever you have money, remember the statistics show that 94% of us are going to be dependent on social grants in terms of retirement.
Only
6% will retire comfortably. And when you say retire comfortably is maintaining the same lifestyle that you've been leading while you were employed.
Mm.
So stats show that only 6% of us will be able to. So it's going to be a smooth transition for them. The majority of us, hey, it's going to be some so-called fondane kind of situation.
Yes.
So with that in mind, start investing ahead and maybe put a little bit into your retirement. So if you're still uncertain about how, you know, what to do with your year-end bonus, again, visit a financial advisor and talk to them. They're going to do some needs analysis and they can help you how to dissect that pie or how to draw up that budget for the bonus specifically. So that come, Jen, even if you're left with nothing, but it's going to be so fulfilling.
You feel lighter.
You're going to be smiling and bouncing because at least you know that you've done the right thing. Yes, a little bit for entertainment. So by making smarter money management decision now, you are sure that you're securing yourself of a brighter and wealthier future. Be smart. You know, do the right things now in December, Bagit. Let's make this December different. We cannot afford to be making the same mistakes we cannot.
Yeah.
Can we just be a little smarter this time around? So at least January 28, I get it, it's coming. We mustn't forget January. We cannot wake up on the 1st and say, Jojo, Kijen. No.
Or there's no period in between. It's straight from December to January.
Straight into Jen.
There's no gap. It. Absolutely. Here are the results from the poll that we put out earlier. The question was, are you getting a bonus? How do you plan on spending it? 10% said festive vibes. 10%.
Sure. Okay.
She said, sure. 19% spoiling myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can group those two together. It's the same. Yeah. Then 27% saving for rainy day. That's brilliant.
I like you already.
Yeah. And then 44% reducing debt.
I love you already.
Reducing debt. So we gave you four options and that's how you responded to our poll. And that's over 200 votes, by the way, that were cast. So, it's a fair poll.
Yes.
So those were the plans that you had before we even had this conversation. I wonder what that poll would look like if we ran it now after the conversation.
Now, interesting.
At the end of every conversation with Eunice, we've been giving you, questions to answer for you to enter our weekly competition. Now you stand a chance at winning 5,000 rand. And to enter the competition, you must be 18 years or older. You must be a South African citizen and you don't need to be an FNB client. And to qualify for the 5,000 rand monthly draw, you need to tune in every week and answer the question correctly. You dial *120*387# and follow the prompts. So be financially smart. If you have any additional questions, the Be Financially Smart team can get in touch with you. You can ask your questions, be part of the conversation on Facebook at BFS Education. And of course, terms and conditions apply. So what is today's question?
It goes, you can't use your bonus for insurance purposes, but can use it to reduce your debt only. Is the statement true or false? I'll repeat. You can't use your bonus for insurance purposes, but you can use it to reduce your debt only. True or false?
Right. Okay. Well, to stand a chance to win 5,000 rand, just answer the question by dialing *120*387# and follow the prompts. And you need to enter every week to qualify. So tune in again next week. But we have a winner from November.
Mm-hmm.
November. It's time for us to say congratulations to you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Congratulations. Hi. You've won yourself 5,000 rand.
Thank you a lot. Thanks a lot, Azania.
We congratulate you for the discipline that you have shown because you've entered every single week and you've answered your questions correctly, which means that you are paying attention. Well done, Jeffrey.
Every week I've been listening to your show and I love your show.
Beautiful, Jeffrey. What are your plans for the 5,000 rand, Jeffrey?
You know what? Like you just said now earlier on, that I need to pay off my school fees. I know that soon here in December, as soon as I hear about the next year's school fees, I need to pay off my school fees for my child.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. Well,
and enjoy the change.
Thank you. That's Jeffrey Moyo, our winner from November. Eunice, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. I just want to close by a quote.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 hours sharpening the axe. Our money is the axe.
Mm.
And we need to use that so that the rest of the job left requires very little of
Absolutely.
Labor.
Yeah. Yes.
And next week we're talking about the role of a financial advisor in sharpening your financial axe. So we're preparing ourselves for the bonus and for next year.
Fantastic. That was Eunice Sibiya, the head of FNB's Consumer Education Program.